We gave Musa the book after we had destroyed the former generations, an eye-opener, a guide and a blessing, so that they may be reminded. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were not present on the western side of the mountain when we gave Musa the law, nor did you witness that event. We raised many generations, and a long time has passed over them. You were not living among the people of Madian, reciting to them our revelations. But it is we who are sending to you the news of that time. Nor were you at the side of the mountain of Tur when we called out to Musa. But it is your Rabb's mercy that you are being given this information, so that you may forewarn a nation to whom no warner had come before you. Maybe they will take heed, so that they may not be able to say, when a disaster befalls them on account of their misdeeds, "Our Rabb, had you sent us a Rasul, we would have followed your revelations and become the believers." Now that the truth has come to them from us, they are saying, "Why is he not given the like of what is given to Musa? Have they not rejected that which was given to Musa before?" They claim, "These are the two works of sorcery complementing each other." And they say, "We disbelieve in both." Ask them, "Bring a book from Allah which is a better guide than these two. I will follow it if what you say be true." So if they do not meet these demands, you should know that they only follow their own desires. And who is more misguided than the one who follows his own desires rather than the guidance from Allah? In fact, Allah does not guide such wrongdoing people.